What's going on, everybody, and welcome to Four Guys and a Trailer, our work-in-progress name for just a little mini-episode that we do now and then when we kind of sit around and watch movie trailers for upcoming films and kind of just talk about our opinions on what we see. I am Rob, and today I have with me Joe and Tony. How are you guys doing?
Wonderful.
Fantastic.
Ooh, so glad. So we have a couple of movie trailers. They're not super new, except for one just came out like yesterday, I think. But we're going to check them out. So the first trailer we're going to look at is for the Bumblebee movie. Then we're going to take a look at Aquaman, the new DC film. And then we're going to take a look at Captain Marvel. We're going to go ahead and do that. Guys, why don't we all sit down and watch the Bumblebee movie trailer? Tony, you probably know the most about this, no?
Okay. I'm not put on the spot or anything there.
Well, let me tell you what I want to know.
Yeah.
One, how did they get Michael Bay away from this franchise?
Okay, so
well, he's not fully away from the franchise. I believe he's a producer.
He has a producer credit because he's funding it. But I believe the majority is that the last Transformers movie just didn't do well. It still made a crap ton of money, but it made way less money than all the others. So I think...
I'm not entirely sure that's the big reason for this. I think the bigger genesis of this happening was because going forward, they want to do more of these movies.
Yeah.
So much like with the Fast and the Furious franchise, one person couldn't keep up with the deadlines of getting these movies out, so they needed to find other people to start writing and directing. So they gave this to Travis Knight instead of Michael Bay. I think Michael Bay was still supposed to make the Transformer movies. However, because of the last one tanking as much as it did, those might not continue.
Well, they're definitely not continuing. They've pretty much... So Travis Knight, in several interviews, basically said, yeah, the Michael Bay movies were terrible, and this is kind of an apology for that. So when they started production, they still weren't sure exactly what they were going, the direction that they were going in, which is why Bumblebee has mostly the same aesthetic, but he's definitely more recognizable as like a car that turned into a robot. And they wanted to get away from the big kind of stupid feel of the previous films and a much more like straight up Iron Giant kind of situation for this one. So it is supposed to be I believe soft reboot. But going by this trailer, I would say it's more of a hard reboot.
There are certainly elements still there, and there is still, as far as I know, a Transformers 8 and or 7 and 8 that will be coming.
No, those were scrapped. Those were officially scrapped.
They were?
Yeah.
Okay.
Good.
Any other questions before we...
No, you guys piqued my interest now.
All right, yeah. So let's
see what we got.
Maybe we should mute our microphones for the moment, and
I'll mute.
I'll see y'all in about 2 minutes.
All right. See you then.
See you on the other side.
So, first impressions. Let's start with Joe.
John Cena. okay, so it's just a trailer, but I am excited about that. That looked like a pretty good product that I would actually almost consider seeing in the theater.
Soundwave?
Yeah. Soundwave is cool.
That doesn't mean as much to him as it does to you, Ralph.
Yeah.
Just accept that.
He looked cool. I liked the fact that the Transformers were turning into actual vehicles, not just like the vehicle that has the biggest dick like they did in the Michael Bay films.
Yep.
It looked good. I like that Cybertron stuff looked cool. It looks like there's some comedy, but it could actually be kind of funny. I don't know. Yeah, I got the Iron Giant vibe, and I think also in that first Transformers movie, the first Michael Bay one, where they were going for that whole, like, a boy in his car, his first car kind of bond, it looks like they've got that, probably a better version of that.
Yeah.
You know, with this one.
Oh, definitely.
Although, mm-hmm. girl, yeah. So, yeah, I think it looks promising. It's still a Transformers movie, which means I'm not going to see it until after I've heard, you know, reviews about it. This is definitely not a rush out and see the first weekend it comes out kind of movie.
That's fair. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I mean, just even though, like, Bay has, you know, the monster has been, you know, forced away, he did so much damage to that franchise for me that I can't just, you know, I need more than that to be like, all right, I'm down.
Oh, sure. Yeah.
Go ahead.
Just the fact that there were limited numbers of explosions in the trailer was a pretty good sign.
Yep.
I was very pleased that at the end of the trailer where Bumblebee and that blue helicopter thing were fighting, like I could tell what was, like, even though it was from the point of view of the girl, you could still tell what was happening.
Yeah, I could follow everything that was going on in all of those action scenes without too much trouble. Mm-hmm. It's amazing to see, like, when you can actually... It's a fully formed thing. It's not just real weird wires and scrap metal. Like, it's a thing, so I can follow it. And even when it's running around and swinging a blade around, like, I can still tell what's happening.
And I'm pretty sure, I'm going to assume that when the moments that are supposed to have the awe and the emotional gravitas are not going to involve John Turturro ripping his pants off to show off a thong or, like, you know, the SR-71 farting out a parachute.
Or a giant pair of balls.
Yeah, I don't think Devastator is going to bring his nutsack out in this one.
No, I definitely don't think so.
Wait. Joe, are you telling me you were not in awe of John Turturro in the thong?
Well, I mean, I was, but it was definitely, it was a very abrupt emotional shift that I was not prepared for.
It was awe.
And it left me with many questions that I did not want answers to, but were still asking.
Like, John Turturro, I thought you were a respectable actor.
Yeah. How much money did they pay you to do that?
Yeah, just how much money did you get?
I think John Cena is totally... I mean, yeah, it's John Cena, but I'm pretty sure he's, like, straight up just straight man in this. I don't think it's... Yeah. I don't think he's played for laughs, as far as I know.
Yeah, if you're going to play the John Cena card, this seems like a great environment to play the John Cena card.
Yeah, I will say I do have a complaint. And that is, it's not even a complaint, it's just an observation that there, since some of the designs are based on the Bay aesthetic, when they do the Cybertron scenes, which were obviously added, you know, after the concepts were drawn out, it's a little jarring because there is such a difference in the styles.
Mm.
You know, you got all these robots on Earth with these, like, weird, shifty faces. And then you just got straight up Optimus Prime and Soundwave, like, we're just Optimus Prime and Soundwave. We're just chilling.
I'm a tape deck on Cybertron.
Yeah, but at the same time, good.
One thing I will say is a plus for them on that is Bumblebee definitely still has a bit of the same aesthetic, but he looks enough of a thing that we can follow that now, so that's cool. And of the two main Decepticons that we see there in that one particular scene, at least, one of them is completely made up for this, and the other one is loosely based on, like, a third-rate character. So at least, you know, you don't have to worry too much. It's not like Optimus suddenly showing up with a weird face change. It's different characters.
Oh, yeah. No, I'm not even saying, like, it's bad that, you know, that they're doing this to characters. I'm just saying it's weird to have that, like, shift between, oh, Cybertron, they look like this. They look like a cartoon. And then now they look like these weird, more realistic, I guess, for lack of a better term.
That's not a good term. But
it's
not,
but it's the best one I can come up with.
I'm not saying just because the characters. I mean, just because, like, you can almost get away more with they have those faces. And while, yeah, it doesn't quite match the general aesthetic overall, you can get away with it a little easier. Because it's, you know, that's what they look, the things that are, you know, based off things on Earth now look like.
Sure.
So you can kind of blame it on that.
Was I correct in seeing, was that Galvatron there on Cybertron?
No, there was... There was
Shockwave.
Shockwave, that's it. Yeah. He's the one that turns into, like, the artillery piece?
Yes.
Okay.
Well, I mean, yeah.
Well, but yes.
Yeah, I mean, in the, I guess, official G1 canon, Shockwave turns into a flying laser gun.
Okay.
So we'll say artillery piece is probably much better.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what he became later on, so... Mm-hmm. In most iterations. I mean, there's several, so...
He is some sort of heavy weapon platform.
Yeah. So how are we feeling about the main human characters? In
Didn't really see a lot, but, I mean, first off, the fact that the main character's a girl already is kind of more interesting than fucking Mark Wahlberg or Sam Witwicky bumbling around.
Mm-hmm.
You know, her and her friend there looks like, you know, that could be, they could have a cool little vibe going. I didn't really see enough about them other than she seemed to properly convey the wonder of what was happening.
There were no Shia LaBeouf freakouts in the entire
The main thing that sold me on this is she shows shock, she shows awe. She shows fear. She shows concern. And none of this requires her to scream at the top of her lungs for 20 minutes. Yeah. So,
and the thing is, like,
I
have a feeling that when Bumblebee actually gets into those situations where he's in danger, there's actually going to be an element of suspense.
Yeah.
And not just... Oh, we're gonna have some explosions now. I better close my eyes and ears.
I mean... I'm feeling a little more hopeful for, like, I won't be asking during these action sequences, when is this going to be over?
Yeah.
Yeah. And speaking of hopeful, it's nice to see Optimus show up, and he's talking about how we need to save people instead of cutting his friend's face off.
Oh, my
gosh.
And
ripping someone's spine out.
Well, the fact that I get a G1-looking Optimus Prime on the big screen with Peter Cullen's voice coming out of it.
Yeah. That's amazing.
I'm going to have to get a pack of wet ones.
Mm.
Yeah, it's going to give me a nerd boner.
Yeah, I got a feeling he's not just going to execute somebody begging for mercy either.
No, I don't believe that he will. In fact, it would not surprise me in the least if they did a scene in the movie on Cybertron where he actually spares somebody. It would not surprise me in the least, just to, like, twist that knife a little bit.
I would say the odds of him executing anyone are rather low.
Yeah. If Hot Rod shows up, though, he is going to fuck everything up.
to be fair, I've seen Transformers The Last Night, and Hot Rod's in that, and he is hardly the biggest problem with that movie.
To be fair, that whole franchise was fucked up long before he got there.
Yeah.
That movie's like watching The Happening with paper robots.
I don't think I even watched a trailer for that.
No, and you were wise not to.
Yeah. No, I was done. Totally done by then.
I let my morbid curiosity get the best of me, and I regret that.
All right, so that's a promising start to this.
Yeah, I have a feeling that the Cybertron scenes will probably be very few and far between. Mm-hmm. But even still, I'm definitely looking for the direction that they're taking this in. And I am hoping that it will spark a new franchise of, like, actually interesting stories and different characters that we can actually, like,
and I will say,
care about.
While I'd be interested in seeing the whole movie on Cybertron and everything that happens there, for once, I'm excited, even when the parts that aren't on Cybertron, I'm just like, this looks cool. I want to know where this is going.
That's what I was going to say, too. The I don't feel concern. Instead, I feel interest.
Yeah.
Which is where you should be with a movie trailer.
Like, full stop, I know that this is just going to be a cut and paste, like, boy and his dog kind of movie.
Yeah.
But at the same time, I'm like, if they give us proper Transformers and all the, and everything around it is good, then I don't care if the story is not great.
You know, honestly, like, yeah, I don't mind if it's, you tell me up front, like, this is what you're going for. And, like, you know, I'm okay with that.
Yeah.
Like, as long as you do also, it well.
Yeah, quick note, though, it seems like the story, though probably very basic, it has an interesting thing with the Decepticons seem to show up immediately, reveal themselves and say that Bumblebee is, like a convict. He's an escaped convict, and, like, they need to give him up so that they don't have to hurt anyone. Like, that's a nice little twist on it. I'm already thinking that's cool.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Trying to be a little conniving there.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. So speaking of conniving, let's watch this Aquaman trailer, huh?
Oh, man. Okay. So I got some questions already.
Okay. Yeah. I don't know that I have any answers for you. Well,
yes.
To be honest,
from the thumbnail,
I have a feeling I'm going to have the same kind of questions.
Well, no, I mean, I didn't even need to see the thumbnail yet. Okay, the DC Extended Universe is... first off, I'm out of touch with what's going on in movies today. Completely. But, like, I thought it was dead. I thought it was done.
Well, it might be now, because I believe Ben Affleck has walked away, and Henry Cavill, I think, has also walked away.
Yeah, but they got Killmonger.
They don't yet. I think that's the talks. I don't know that's a done deal yet. But even if they have him, like, how do you explain that change?
Well, I mean, they did.
Is he going to go back to the, like, really old school, like, I think it was the 70s comic where Lois Lane was black for a day?
They're going to do, like, they're just going to Photoshop Henry Cavill's face on him.
Or are they...
Oh, that works so well for the mustache.
Yeah. Or are they just gonna tell his origin story again for the umpteenth time?
Oh, definitely.
Except this time he fucking football kicks Kevin Costner into the stratosphere.
Like, what are you talking about? Drowned horses?
Yeah.
What the hell, man?
Get out of here.
Who's? Are we
what
typing
is going
or?
On there?
Tony,
what?
You trying to get the last tender vittles out of a can of dog food? What is that sound?
What was happening there?
I don't know. I didn't hear anything.
Okay.
Do you have, like, a cup with a straw in it or something?
No.
That's so weird.
Well, it's over now.
Yeah.
All right. So there's one last thing talking about Superman before we move on to Aquaman. I'm totally okay with Michael Jordan as Superman. I'm just... Henry... or what's this guy? What was
it's
the
Michael
name?
B. Jordan, right?
Michael B. Jordan, yeah.
Which is, got that.
But. Honestly.
No, I know.
Honestly, I'll take old school Michael Jordan as Superman.
And Bugs Bunny as Batman.
And Bugs Bunny. No, but Henry Cavill deserved better. Because honestly, I thought he made a pretty good Superman. Just those movies were awful.
Yeah.
Now, honestly, Man of Steel is the only DCEU movie I've seen.
Okay.
Actually, come to think of it, I think that's the only one I've seen all the way through. I've only seen parts of the other ones.
Oh, so, no, you know, no. I saw Wonder Woman. I'm sorry.
Oh, true. I did too.
So you saw one of the worst and one of the best.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But I mean...
Or the best.
I could watch Wonder Woman just read the phone book, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. I hear you.
Fair enough.
She's very beautiful.
Can I throw one thing in?
Yeah.
I'm sure, or I would... think anyway, they are probably kicking themselves for just flying through that Death of Superman, because if you're gonna change the actor, that would be the time to do it.
Oh, yeah.
I'm sure they're kicking themselves for a lot of things.
That's true. I'm sure
they've all I think there's no shortage of people who would want to kick them. I don't even think they need to kick themselves. I think
now I did hear a rumor that James Gunn has signed on for Suicide Squad 2.
Electric Boogaloo.
Wait.
Did I
get, is that true?
Did I get the right name?
Is James Gunn's the director of Guardians of the Galaxy?
Yeah, former director, yeah.
Oh, he's not anymore?
So, no. Oh, you don't, okay.
I don't know anything about movies. Man, no modern movies I know anything about these days.
All right, well, I have a feeling I know what's happening with this trailer, so we can just talk for a minute. yeah, he's on board to write and possibly direct Suicide Squad 2. Because he was there's this douchebag on Twitter who like dug up a bunch of James Gunn's old tweets.
Uh-huh.
Like from like 10 years back or something where he makes some off-color jokes.
Okay.
And
they were bad.
They were bad. They weren't even directed at anyone. They were just like, you know,
mm-hmm.
They were not cool, but it was long ago that he like apologized for them and, you know, said, oh, it's terrible. But this dude dug them up and was like, hey, Disney, look at this. And Disney's like, okay, well, we gotta fire you from Guardians of the Galaxy. And James Gunn was like, yeah, I get it. I know they're really old and I did apologize, but I totally get where you're coming from. And so it started this whole thing like, what's his name? What's Drax? Bautista. Yeah.
Bautista.
He was like flipping out. Like he's thinking about leaving Guardians of the Galaxy. He's like leaving the franchise.
Did he give someone a sit down powerbomb through a table?
He probably did a couple of times. Like
so.
he was calling out. And I think this dude, the dude that called out James Gunn, he's since been banned from Twitter or no?
That I'm not sure.
Okay. I know somebody recently was, like, one of his ilk. But,
cool.
But, like, the whole cast of Guardians of the Galaxy got together and, like, signed this petition and wrote out this whole thing. Mm-hmm. Like, but I guess nothing's come of it. So what? It looks like he's gone over to DC. Now, why, though?
But this is great. Like, so Disney was like, we're firing you from doing Guardians of the Galaxy. So he's like, well, fuck it. I will just go to the thing that keeps trying to rip off Guardians of the Galaxy.
Yeah, but
on the other end.
That's like, it's like, oh man, Lego fired me. I guess I'm going to go work for Chinese knockoff Hello Kitty bricks.
No, well, but see, that's the thing. Now that they have him, they'll probably write a good script. It'll be a good movie, and then people will be interested in that. And if they get the wrong person to take over for Guardians, that's going to take a nosedive. So, I mean, it's the Marvel Cinematic Universe, so it's going to take a lot to bring that monster down. But if they, you know, if they get the wrong people and start writing bad movies, it will happen.
This could also be like a ruse. Like, hey, if you let me go, I'm going to sign over with these guys. And Disney might be like, okay. it's your funeral, pal.
But it could just be he's looking for work. And you know, he can do it. I trust him.
But
I think
ultimately, we are all uninformed boobs.
Yep.
So and let's...
I was just going to say, you know what he's not? He's not Aquaman.
He's not Aquaman.
He's not involved with Aquaman at all.
Alright.
Jason Samoa and his golden sheen is Aquaman, yeah. Apparently. So alright, let's go ahead and mute our microphones and watch the Aquaman trailer.
Alright.
See, this one's a long one, so I'll see you in like 5.
See you in a bit.
See you on the other side.
Okay, guys, so that was Aquaman due out in December. What did you all think? Let's get Tony's opinion first here.
I'm a little torn on this one. I think it will be a fun movie.
Mm-hmm.
I don't necessarily think that means it will be a good movie. It's more in line with like a lot of those 90s superhero movies, or maybe like the first Fantastic Four, or not the first one, you know, the Jessica Alba Fantastic Four movies.
Yeah.
Closer to that range. A positive for it, and we kind of skipped past this pretty quickly with Bumblebee, with Travis Knight, but this is James Wan, who did some other good movies. He did, like, The Conjuring. I like those movies. He did Insidious. That was good. So that's a plus.
Aren't those all horror movies?
They are, and that's kind of what I'm getting at here. He can do some good things, but I don't know if this is going to be a good fit for him. But we'll see. Like, the action scenes look, you know, that's cool. He's got a lot of interesting things happening here. But, yeah, I don't know. Anyone want to weigh in here?
Go ahead, Joe.
I could have used more John Cena.
I feel like I got quite a bit of John Cena in that, actually.
He wasn't even there if you had enough John Cena.
I mean,
I will say that's an issue I do have is, unfortunately, now we've set up the dude bro Aquaman. So yeah. Whether he wanted that or not, that's there.
Oh, man.
I could do without it.
So, I mean, this looked to me like an early 2000s Fox Kids cartoon of the Black Panther.
Wait, you're gonna need to explain that one.
So it's like
they
took the concept of the Black Panther movie, like, you know, the themes and all that, but gave it the sensibilities of an early 2000 Fox Kids like cartoon.
Mm-hmm. Okay,
I see what you're saying.
Yeah,
where it's like, oh, the Black Manta shows up. It's like, oh, you remember him? Here he is. You like this guy. We're going to do an action sequence now. Funny joke. Like, it doesn't... I don't know if they know what tone this movie's supposed to have.
I'm not sure they do.
So, my big takeaway from that, and I know it's a trailer, and I know you're trying to sell people on your movie, but did it feel to anybody else like this movie is trying too hard?
That's exactly what I'm saying. That's exactly what I'm saying. And I picked a really bad way of saying it, but exactly. It's like Black Manta shows up. He's a popular character. They're like, look, it's Black Manta. Here he is. Mm-hmm. He's going to be in the whole damn trailer because you like him.
Pee joke.
Yeah.
Yeah. If I can say, and if anything to their defense, I think that's more to the marketing department, because they're like, this ship is going down. We need people to start watching these DC movies. So they're like, hey, anything that says this movie might be cool, put it in the trailer.
It's like,
You think it's going to be dark and gritty like those, Man of Steel and stuff? No, we got pee jokes. Don't worry about that. Like,
yeah, you could also
have dumb CGI monsters like Doomsday show up for no reason. No, we got Black Man. Everybody likes Black Man. Look how cool he is.
Yeah, we have a bunch of terrible CGI sea monsters.
Yeah, so
I do like that they were like, hey, guys, look, we have colors now.
Yeah, I was going to say that, like, Wonder Woman was like, hey, you know, put some colors in there.
Yeah.
You know, and it had that great contrast of when they leave Themyscira to go to an actual bleak-ass period where they used the bleak colors. Yeah. And it totally worked. I was liking the color and the excitement, but I'm like, I'm sitting there and I'm like, what are we doing? Like, there's just a lot of things happening that I don't care about. Like,
did you also have the "I just smelled the dookie" face on the whole time you're watching the trailer?
I wasn't that bad. I'm just like, can we just calm down a bit and explore one or two of these things? Because there's just a lot of things happening, a lot of characters that I know nothing about, and like,
This also reeks very much of the, you're probably doing like 12 storylines in a 2-hour period, and I don't know how that's going to work for you.
And I'll tell you the one visual aesthetic thing I did not like, and it's should be a pretty important one because of the movie's, you know, character that they chose.
Mm-hmm.
I couldn't immediately tell when we were underwater and when we weren't, and it's Aquaman.
Yeah.
That should be really important. You got to nail the water.
Like they're firing catapults underwater, and you're like,
And I'm like, that big battle, I'm like, those are sharks, so I guess they're underwater? But, you know, that could just be a flying shark. I don't know.
All right. Here's my big.
I will say, wait, if I could throw this in, just another plus for him though. There's a sun in this universe.
Yes, there is.
There's a sun.
We can see the sun.
There's colors, and as much as I appreciate the sun and all the colors, Aquaman's costume does not translate well to film.
No.
Does not.
That's one you should have reimagined.
Yeah, does not. Like, that's the thing I gotta give Marvel credit for. They're really good at working classic costumes into, you know, modern scenario, like film scenarios. They've done really well so far with that.
Mm-hmm.
This just does not work. It looks redonkulous.
It is goofy, but again, I guess I'm the defender here. But whereas Marvel is like, we're going to bring these comics into the real world, they finally seem to be like, we're going to just turn these cartoons to life. And that might work for DC because they were always, I always thought they were a little goofy, a little more childish.
Yeah, I guess so.
I mean, I'm not thrilled with it personally, but I could see how, like, if someone likes Aquaman, they might be happy to see that, you know, on the big screen.
It feels like the DCEU just has two extremes, and they just flip from one to the other. There's, like, no in between. It's either, like, super dark and gritty, or it's, like, super bright and colorful.
Well, I would say Wonder Woman walked between those lines
Wonder Woman did, but that's the one exception to the rule.
Yeah.
You know? Like,
if I could throw this in, I think the problem is they were like, you know, well, Batman, the Nolan Batmans or whatever worked really well, and everybody likes Batman when he's darker, so let's go dark and gritty and just do that for everything, because that worked. And it failed, because Superman should not be dark and gritty. That's not what he's about. And then when that didn't work out, they're like, well, okay, everybody's like in Guardians of the Galaxy now, so let's do Suicide Squad with a lot of music and a lot of jokes. And then that didn't quite work out. And then they're just like trying to do what everyone else has done rather than just finding their own thing and doing what will work.
Yeah.
So I'll tell you straight up, it's going to take a lot to get me to give a damn about a DC Comics character.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that doesn't rhyme with Fat Man, but
and is also named Fat Man.
And also named Fat Man. I do just want to see plus size Batman now. But
well, Val Kilmer, he might
Val
be able
Kilmer,
to dust,
yeah, there you go.
Might be able to dust that suit off.
No, but even then, like Batman, even then I don't really care that much anymore either. So like Aquaman I don't give a damn about, and I don't really know anything about. So, I mean, am I going to see this? Probably not. Unless it's something like Wonder Woman where they're like, no, you need to see this movie. I think I'm going to skip it.
Yeah, well, I think that's pretty much my opinion on it as well.
Mm-hmm.
Tony will see it.
Yeah, I'm sure I'll end up seeing it. But, yeah, it's not one I'm going to be rushing to the theater for sure.
Yeah, Tony's going to be like, I got to see it. Nah. All right, I'm going to go see it.
Yeah, that's going to be the one where I'm like, all right, came out this Friday, but my free movie pass doesn't show up until next week, so yeah, I'll see it then.
Yeah, because it'll be that or Bumblebee, right? Pretty much the same time?
Oh, no, I'll pay for Bumblebee. Fuck that.
Yeah, I gotta say, if we have a contest of the two trailers, Bumblebee's winning hands down.
Oh, yeah, I don't think there
which
was
one's
ever
gonna get my money? Bumblebee. And I don't give a damn about either franchise, but like Bumblebee, at least there was something there that piqued my interest. There were a lot of things in Aquaman, but I didn't really care about any of them.
Bumblebee looks like somebody's trying.
Yeah.
And
someone's trying with Aquaman. They're just like,
but trying what?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
You can't put on every pair of pants in the store. It doesn't work.
They're trying to, though. They're trying to.
Yeah.
Well, we've got one more trailer.
Uh-huh.
Have all of you seen this one already or no?
Nope. I have not seen anything Captain Marvel related.
You have not? Okay. All right. So
yeah, I've seen this.
Yeah. I've also watched it a couple of times. So let's just get right into it. Does anybody have any questions about this one before
I'll tell you, immediate minus. I have it loaded up right now, and something, I'm at 000 for the video. Something is already exploding. I'm like midway through an explosion.
Uh-oh. Well,
that's not a good start.
You know.
Let's see how this goes.
All right. So let's
see you guys in a few.
Okay. All right, so that was the Captain Marvel trailer. Let's go ahead and bounce back to Joe. Joe, how did you feel about that?
I want to watch that again. Because there was a lot of things I'm like, oh, I got to talk about that. And I forgot what most of them were. right about the moment where she punched an old lady in the face, I was like, okay. So, I don't know what to make of that. A lot of things just happened. I liked, we went back in time a bit, and we got like a younger Nick Fury, and we got a with two eyes. Mm-hmm. So I mean, I'm liking that.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't see anything suggesting a villain of any sort. Well, maybe there were like some alien soldiers or something. I don't know. So I couldn't tell you much of like what a plot would be for that. But I liked the, you know, her in different time periods. Mm-hmm. You know, you got a few different actresses playing the character. So this one I'm skewed because like Marvel has never let me down yet. So I feel like I'm interested already just because you just said Marvel movie. And I'm like, I'm already like considering let's go to the theater and watch it. So I'm super biased in that regard. I don't really have a lot of other stuff to say. I'm just kind of, I do need to watch that again to really pick out the individual parts. I do see, though, that she's some sort of Air Force pilot, so I hope there's some fighter planes in it. Maybe a dogfight, because I'd much rather watch that. But
all right.
You know, they don't really make movies like that anymore, or good ones, at least.
True that. I think, honestly, just the music of the trailer alone, I think, was enough to bring me on board.
Mm-hmm.
Or just the way that it was cut, you know, like with the music.
It had a lot less dubstep than Aquaman, which is always a good thing.
A lot less dubstep. Like, it felt
drop
like
the beat.
It got across the point that this is it's a Marvel movie, but this is important.
Mm-hmm.
So like it got kind of that the gravity of the film across without being depressing. It's like something's going on. Like you've seen Infinity War, you know what happened. This is the next step. Y'all need to pay attention, but at the same time, it's not gonna you know you're not gonna have to take like pills afterwards, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And I just appreciated the feel of the trailer. The way, I mean, it opened with an explosion. I hope you were able to get past that.
I did. Yeah, I did.
when she landed in the Blockbuster, you're like, oh yeah, okay, Blockbuster. Mm-hmm. I remember that. It's no Black Manta, but you know.
Yeah.
But yeah, it was,
Well, yeah, there are definitely a few villains in it. A big one that they do show here is the Skrull, which I'm guessing is why she punched an old lady.
Yeah, the old lady was a Skrull.
And did
that seems to be consensus.
I'm actually watching it again right now. Did That's I see fine. Ronan the Accuser in there too?
He is also in the film.
Yes, he did.
Yeah. Okay. Like I said, punching an old lady in the face kind of reset everything I had learned.
Yeah. You gotta wonder because like it's totally an inside Marvel joke in a trailer. Yeah. Like you don't really see that too much because whoever cut that trailer is probably like, they're gonna make T-shirts about this. and they have.
Yeah. But yeah, one thing I will also say is really cool is there's a lot of things tying everything from the Marvel Cinematic Universe together in this movie now. Because Ronan the Destroyer is there, as you mentioned.
I think you're thinking of Conan the Destroyer.
Or Drax the Destroyer.
Ronan the Accuser.
The Accuser.
I can't talk.
That's fine.
I'm also forgetting his name now, but the dude that takes Star-Lord hostage at the beginning of the Guardians movie is part of her team. You notice that?
Wait, that takes Star-Lord hostage at the beginning of the Guardians movie?
Yeah, when he's trying to steal that orb and those guys show up and he's like, I'm Star-Lord. He's like, who?
Okay, that guy.
So he's there. It looks like when she's a pilot and she's testing out a new jet that appears to be the Quinjet. So they're doing a lot of little things like that. Plus, I'm sure this is I know I'm not the first to point this out, but there's a Winter Soldier. He says to Nick Fury, "You need to trust me," and he's like, "The last time I trusted somebody, I lost an eye." So this is probably. You're getting that, which makes sense with the Skrull. So it seems to be doing a good job of like really bringing things together more, which I really like.
Someone in there for a hot second's wearing a Batman suit, like with the light up eyes. I'm like, Batman?
That was actually Captain Marvel. That's like her old school comic costume. Which was a nice little throwback, nice little Easter egg.
Yeah, and I like the helmet. They gave her the helmet for one. Mm. They also made it cut out of the top, so it gives her the mohawk that she has in the comic.
Yeah.
Mm. That's cool.
Did in the comic, did she ever wear like a scantily clad costume, or is she always wearing like a bodysuit?
Oh, no. Yeah?
Yes, yes, yes.
Okay. Because, I like that there's none of that. Like.
Yeah, it is nice that she's like not sexualized, at least not as far as the trailer is concerned.
Just looks like a woman, doesn't like there's no attempt to sexy her up.
Yeah, because comic fans are like, dude, this is the lady that's gonna come in and kick Thanos right in the nards, like
but she's going through a lot of iterations, but at one point she was just wearing like basically like a black bathing suit with a red sash tied around her waist and a bandito mask.
Of course.
All right. Unrelated.
Yep.
But I guess semi-related. Did you know, Target, you can buy a Squirrel Girl costume for Halloween?
I'm not at all surprised.
That's crazy. Mm-hmm. Anyway.
She's blowing out, dude.
Is she?
She's getting her own show.
Really?
Yep.
All right. Sorry. Anyway.
I'm afraid it's going to be more Cloak and Dagger and less Daredevil, but we'll see.
All right. So how about that de-aging technology on Sam Jackson?
It's working. Like they when they busted it out on Robert Downey Jr. in not Infinity War, Civil War. I was like, holy crap.
Yeah.
Civil War.
Yeah, it's doing it for me.
It's definitely gotten better.
Yeah.
Yeah, I still notice it, but a little bit. I mean, I'm sure I'll probably notice more in the actual movie than the trailer, but it's not Grand Moff Tarkin showing up. So.
Oh my gosh.
I still don't get that, because like, I'm like, Grand Moff Tarkin's there, that's awesome. Like, who cares that he looks slightly ghoulish, like a dead actor is on the screen interacting. Like, that was good stuff.
No. Agree to disagree.
I don't have a problem... Yeah, mm-hmm. I don't necessarily have a problem with him being there. My problem is it looks like, it's like friggin' watching Roger Rabbit.
Well, that was the thing. That was my thing. They didn't. It's not that they used like footage of him and de-aged him. They just made a CGI model of him.
See, for me though, like my disbelief was immediately suspended. I'm like, cool, Grand Moff Tarkin's here.
It completely took me out of the movie. It just knocked me right on my ass, and I was like, what the hell is happening here?
I think the main thing that got me is there is no reason, because this is in the Star Wars universe, there's no reason he couldn't have just been a hologram, in which case I would have been like, that's fine. He looks kind of computery, because he is kind of computery at the moment. Fine.
Well, that is a Disney property, but it's not the one we're supposed to be talking about, so I guess I'll guide us gently back on track.
Well, I'm actually just looking at, like, paused shots of Nick Jackson. I mean, not Nick Jackson. Sam Jackson. Nick Fury. The Bears. Oh.
I'm sorry, Nick Jackson. Woo!
I mean, he looks fine. I only see him for a few seconds, but he looks fine. I am now paused on her just slugging an old lady right in the jaw.
Isn't it great?
Yeah. There's an explosion right afterwards, too. Perfect trailer cut.
I do love that there's zero context for that.
No, it's just not at all.
Just on a bus punching a lady in the face.
That's the savior of the Marvel Universe right there. just slugging an old lady.
She thought she was Thanos.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I have, the thing is, I don't even know what questions to ask with this. I'm just like, okay, Marvel, I trust you. I'll check it out.
Yeah. I think at this point, I'm pretty much in the same boat, but they've earned it as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah, exactly. But you know, they've never let me down. I mean, all I really want to know is when and where are you putting the John Cena?
Well, you least expect it, Joe.
Yeah, you can't see him.
And that's how it should be. Yeah, you don't reveal that in the trailer. He bursts through the wall with a doo 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 doo.
Well, here's the secret though.
Yeah.
He's actually G.I. Joe.
I mean, if there was anyone I'd pick to be G.I. Joe, it'd be John Cena.
He's going to be G.I. Joe in the Bumblebee movie. It's going to start a crossover.
Yeah. Are they going to put his thumb on backwards?
Probably.
Or his thumbnail?
They have to, well, yeah. They have to shave off his genitals first.
By the way, bonus points for them if at some point they have, a deleted scene or whatever where they're like, all right, we reveal this guy to be a Skrull, and this guy to be a Skrull, and this guy to be John Cena.
I mean, they might.
All right. John Cena levels to be determined. Everything else, I'm on board for this trailer.
Excellent.
Yeah, so I'm down.
If you're keeping score at home, you will find out that I'm a pretty biased fan when it comes to movies, that I am interested but somewhat skeptical of Bumblebee. You know, that's just because the Bay stink is still on the franchise.
Yeah, this you've been scoring.
Can't erase it. I've been scoring, yeah. I don't really care about Aquaman, and I don't know what to think about Captain Marvel, but I'm going to check it out.
I think I have to mirror pretty much everything you just said. So,
mm-hmm.
Yeah. One thing I will say, whereas I don't know if you want to put this in a plus or minus column for either of these franchises, but Captain Marvel, I think, unfortunately, I wanted to avoid watching this for a while because I think I'm starting to piece together what the movie's probably going to be. And usually when I'm fairly accurate, and it takes a bit of the sting out of the movie for me because I'm kind of more anticipating the next scene rather than enjoying the scene I'm in. Whereas Aquaman, I could not tell you how that shit fits together.
That's a good point.
Well, there was a Tomb Raider, and then you there know, was a Indiana Jones.
Plot, but I don't know how I'm going to fit together. And you it know, might it, not. That might be the answer.
That's also because Marvel tends to deliver movies that have a structure, and maybe that structure enforces some rules. But yes. You know, that structure and rules generally produce quality. Whereas DC, it's a free for all. Who knows what's going to happen there?
Yeah, it's just a grab bag, and you have no idea what you're getting.
Yeah.
Well, we will. We'll find out come December.
Mm-hmm. All right. So, anything else we're going to do while we're here, or are we going to sign off?
I think that's pretty much it.
All right.
Said what we needed to say. It's getting kind of late. Got to mosey on that old dusty trail.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Thanks for joining me, guys.
You're welcome. Thanks for listening, people out there.
Yes, thanks for all of our listeners. If you enjoyed what you heard, please subscribe to the 4AM podcast. We have a podcast out every 2 weeks, and we love talking about movies. If you're familiar with that, then keep listening and look forward to more of these little mini episodes. We might consider putting a few more out if we get a positive response for this one. But in the meantime, yeah, check us out on all those social medias. You'll have to listen to one of those podcasts or go to our website at 4ampodcast.podbean.com and find all of that information. But for now, we're signing off.
See ya.
John Cena!
Boop, 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 boop. Doo, doo. Boop, boop, boop.